You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This past January, Adobe Books in San Francisco's Mission District was on the verge of going out of business. It had been in the community for decades, and this seemed like another sign of the big changes taking place in the neighborhood. We sent KALW's Holly J. McDeed there to gather what might have been one last story about the shop before it closed. She spoke with then-owner Andrew McKinley.
Why, Simon, how are you? It's good to see you. And Molly, too.
Hi.
Good to see
I'm
you.
My parents.
Oh, very nice.
Visiting.
The Carters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Andrew McKinley.
Hi, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Hi,
Andrew, Charlie.
Good to have you in.
Thank you.
Do you remember the old days? The Mission was sleepier. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was less activity. There was less people. It was poor. It was a little more dangerous, or considered more edgy. And yet there was a vitality in that when we opened the doors in 1989, I was just surprised and pleasantly surprised at the number of artists that were coming in to shop here. Oh, hey, Sade.
Great to see you.
Which one's that?
Oh, great. Alcatraz. It's $15, but I'll make it $12 today.
You're a beautiful man.
Well, we're in a selling mood.
Some of the best selling stuff is poetry. You can never get enough good poetry. On our left here, you'll find Swan, alias John Ratliff. He's our perennial habitué of the store.
My real name.
Yes. Okay, we've woken him up there. Any comments for the press? Okay, no. You know, some people think we've done a lot for the art scene. And I don't know what to say, because when I sit back here now and think about it, what have we done? What happened here? It was the setting for a lot of artistic energy. Artists hung out here. They interacted. Some of them married each other, or, you know, they bounced off each other. And friendships were made, associations in the arts. Economics have forced a lot of artists away from here. They don't hang out as much. It's possible the art energy has moved to Oakland or something. There's a lot of artists living there. If you go to the First Fridays or the Art Murmur, the energy is amazing. We've never gotten that type of energy for local things here. I mean, we've had some intense parties where hundreds of pretty much younger people have showed up. But I'm impressed with what's going on in Oakland. Simon, you should pick out a book there. You need another good book.
Do you have any books on... I'll think of that.
All right, I have a whole stack of books. I should give you one. Well, I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Am I old? Am I tired? I don't know. I've been comfortable doing it this way. And I've grown up in a tradition. I spent my youth in an era with... you know, very few electronics. And books were always respected in my family. Education was cherished, worshipped. But I've not adapted that well to the modern age. I can barely type. I can't type, really. And my computer skills are almost nil. I do believe in and accept computers as the future. But I've just never... I've relied on book learning and book exposure rather than internet surfing and exploring. It's just a different world, and a world that's now becoming part of the past as it dies off. I feel safer and safer all the time, but now I'm, you know, in danger of losing the space as a storefront. It's just too expensive for used books. Somebody else could probably do very well here, selling who knows what. Tacos, even. I mean, have you been to Tacolicious? Everything's gone upscale. I'd probably have to sell a wider variety of items. New books, remainders, cards, newspapers, magazines, clothing. Liquor would be a good thing. If I had a liquor license, I'd probably be doing fine. I'm going to liquidate all the books. And I think that's the best way to behave. Until an actual savior comes, a white knight, a moneyed person, or a group that can raise the money. I mean, without money, this place will be gone. It won't kill me, because I can survive. I have a cheap apartment. I can sell books online. I'll survive. Some of the people who form the community here, who hang out here all the time, will lose something more. I don't know. Once it goes, it'll vanish into air. It'll be gone with the wind, I like to say. It'll become part of history or legend or mythology. I don't know. It'll just become part of the past.
That story was produced by Holly J. McDeed, and as it turns out, it doesn't have to be the last one about Adobe Books, because it didn't close. A white knight did arrive in the form of an Indiegogo campaign that raised $60,000 last March to keep the store in business. The store did move from 16th to 24th Street and is now owned by a collective. Its new name is Adobe Books and Art Cooperative.